Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Day by day, film. Day by day. That's the plan. Day by day.
Are you and the team on the same page with Mac and his team as it comes to the injury and how to progress?
Yeah, I mean, not really sure what the nature of the question is. Day by day is getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts.
What are the medical experts on staff say?
Day by day. We'll evaluate him. Day. I mean, what difference does it make to me? Do you think I'm going to read the MRI?
How ridiculous is that? That is Bill Belichick, and that is ridiculous.
He
doesn't know if he has a high ankle sprain. You don't need to read the MRI. You're told by your doctor. Listen,
yeah.
And let's rewind one of those answers. When he's asked, are you on the same page? Well, what does that mean? What it means is the medical training staff telling you something that maybe somebody else in the football department doesn't agree with, right? I don't know. Like, it's just, are you all on the same page? Like, if they say, hey, we don't think he can go, but you're like, well, okay. Now, that wouldn't necessarily typically be a case where the coach would kind of overrule, per se, but that's what the question is. The question is that. And look, the reason it's asked is you're Bill Belichick. You run this organization. Like, you're not just the head coach. You run this organization. You have communication with your medical training staff and your doctors. And then to get to, does he have a high ankle sprain? What do I look like, a doctor? Dude, cut it out, man. I'm sorry. I am tired of this guy. I am. I get it. He's won all these Super Bowls. He's the most decorated coach of all time. Nobody's going to take that away from him. It is a middling franchise with an average coach at this point. I'm sorry.
Love it. Sal bringing the heat. On Belichick.
That's what he is.
It's
a middling franchise, and he is an average coach right now. Not overall, not in his history, not in his career. He's the most accomplished coach in the history of this league. He deserves all the credit for it. He's walking into Canton someday, no doubt about it. But right now, without Tom Brady, and probably for the rest of his career, he is an average NFL head coach.
I'll have to look again to see if he's dropped below anyone else in win percentage. I've been tracking this. Belichick's win percentage without Tom Brady versus like other coaches throughout time. So like he has a worse one than Rex Ryan does, or Jeff Fisher, or Mike Zimmer. He dropped below Ted Marchabrota a couple of weeks ago. The loss last week, I'll have to look. I laugh at it a little bit because he is such a grump that it's almost right. Hilarious. Although this one was a little different, because if you watch the video, he's normally like, what? Like, he looks miserable. He doesn't want to be
there. I haven't seen the video.
He's actually grinning, which is that's unique for him, because he's usually not right. Grinning when he sounds like that. So I don't know if he's just messing around there. Because, yeah, you have. Is it possible that he wouldn't know? It's not, right? There's no way. Would he have a coach just tell him, not even talk to the training staff? Would he just have a coach tell him, hey, he's day-to-day, he's not going to play Sunday? Or he is going to play Sunday? It's within human nature. You follow up, right? Like, what does he have?
Right.
Like, you're almost not you're a robot. You're a human if you don't ask, okay, what's wrong with him? And you just go by.
I mean, I know it's
him.
Not a quarterback, but I would like to point out Sean McDermott did tell us that Jake Kumerow has a high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
He told us that.
Yeah.
Like, That's what it, part of his briefing was.
I'm also
when
I'm,
he spoke with it.
I'm with you too that I don't think he suits up Sunday. I know the reports out there that he's he's game planning like he's going to, but man, how are you going to play Sunday? One bad hit, like, and your season could be over. Yeah. So they're in a desperate spot, aren't they?
Didn't we all see this coming with this team? Like, they're just not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of average, and they can win some games maybe because they're going to run the ball, and they're going to scheme up some stuff, and Belichick's a good defensive coach. But they just, what do they have? I'm watching Graziano this morning on ESPN, and he's like, look, I mean, they're getting their rookie, who's their rookie back, their rookie wide receiver again? Thornton,
Tyquan
right?
Thornton.
Tyquan Thornton. He's like, I mean, literally the answer to what to fix the offense was, well, they're hoping Tyquan Thornton coming back is going to help fix it. Dude, if you're hoping for a rookie who's never stepped foot on the field to just get injected into the offense in the midseason to help them,
yeah,
then I think that speaks volumes about where you really are.
Who, by the way, was a prospect that people thought maybe should have gone undrafted. Remember that?
Right.
Kyle in Tennessee's got a thought on this. Let's get connected with our fans. Brought to you by the law firm of Gelber and O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, guys. So two things on the Patriots. Number one, I just want to make sure you guys saw Mac Jones's press conference earlier this week.
Did not.
Oh man, that if you guys thought that Bill's press conference this week was good, then you need to watch Mac Jones, because every single question that he gets asked, he responds by saying day by day, same thing. But and then literally one reporter asked him, it was something like, you know, how did you feel? How are you feeling right now? And instead of answering it, Mac Jones says, oh, I'm just taking it day by day. And, you know, that's a question that you'll have to ask Bill and the doctors. And the reporter says, no, I was just asking how you feel. I mean, can you tell us? And Mac just says, great, thank you. And then they move on to the next question. It was great. So check out that interview. But then the next thing I want to say in regards to interviews is, for as much as I think we all cannot stand Bill Belichick and the Patriots, I love watching him in interviews. It's just, there's something about it. He's so disturbed by being there. I just,
yeah,
I love it so much. And it's just,
Kyle, thanks for mentioning that, because Sal, you might be different on that, because I know you are in that room, and I, like, you can maybe place yourself like what that would be like. I watch it and think he hates being there, and I love that he hates being there. I love that he's upset. He's miserable that he has to be there.
Yeah. So that part of it is funny, and it can be comical. There's no doubt. What's bothering me at this point is, so when you win all these Super Bowls, you kind of get a little bit of a pass for that. Like, hey, the guy's like that he wins, like, right? When you start to not win and your team is a middling franchise that you just want to rest on all the things you did years ago when you had the greatest quarterback of all time, then that's when the reporters start to question, well, you know, kind of what are you doing here? Like, you're not winning all these games anymore. You're not winning Super Bowls. And you're going to treat us like this, which is completely condescending. So what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And that's where it becomes more of, you know, he's doing what he's always done, and he's never going to change. I mean,
that's
clear. I mean, it doesn't matter if they go 0-17 or win a Super Bowl. He's never going to change.
Why don't we get another call in on this? Mark and Tonawanda, you're on the Extra Point Show. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I couldn't agree more with Sal, and I know he's taking a beating from Pats fans on Twitter. And Sal, I got your back today if you need me. But I'm just so sick of – I even thought this past week – we gave the Dolphins too much credit. Yeah, they beat the Bills' second-string defense. We held Tyreek Hill to 33 yards. I mean, that's unbelievable. And I feel like Ken Dorsey after that game throwing stuff around, because we should have won that game. If we don't do that, the field goal of death in the fourth quarter for an extra 3 points where when you need a touchdown, we win that game. I mean, you got the best quarterback, but also – how much does it show how important that quarterback position? Nathaniel Hackett gets a job because he's Aaron Rodgers' offensive coordinator. He goes and he's the head coach, and he looks lost out there. But
happens all the time, right?
Happens. Don't happen. Listen.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for the kind words, by the way. It happens all the time. These guys, they latch on. And who? Mike McCoy, right? Because he was with Peyton, right? And
then yeah.
He the one that was with Peyton. He got a job. That happens all the time in the league. That's, hey, and I get it. Like, you're in charge of a really good offense with a great quarterback, but you have to separate how much was it just the quarterback. It usually is the quarterback, by the way, not the coach. But it can be the coach, no doubt about that. And by the way, was it Justin? Was that the caller's name?
Yes, I just want to make sure. I think so.
I will say, Justin, Joe and I talked about this. It was the correct call analytically to go for the field goal. You may not have liked it, but actually the analytics said that was more on the side of giving the Bills a better chance to win.
I think it was because of where it came in the game, maybe. The field goal of death is, if you don't know, it's when you kick a field goal up three to go up six, where you're forcing the other team to go for a touchdown, which will mean you lose if that happens. I think usually the numbers side with that anytime it's within the final minute or two. But that field goal came when? Was it even in the third quarter?
It's the very beginning of the fourth quarter.
Beginning of the fourth quarter. I think that played into it a lot. So I'm not even sure it qualifies as a field goal of death, quote unquote, because it was early enough in the game. So I think that's maybe a big distinction between that and what you'll see in the league a lot. There was one of those in Detroit. Did you see that? Dan Campbell.
Yeah, and Dan Campbell regretted it.
Oh, yeah. He was in the post game. He was like, I messed that one up.
Yep.
Like, I can't believe I did it. And they missed the field goal, but they would have lost it anyway because they kicked. If you don't know, Detroit was up three. Same thing. They had fourth and four, I think, at the 40-yard line or the 30. No, it was the 30-something, because it was a 54-yard field goal. And Campbell attempted the 54-yard field goal to go up six with like a minute 10 to go. He missed it. And it wouldn't have mattered anyway because the Vikings, it took them three plays to score a touchdown. So.
Right. Well, and your point about you're forcing the other team to get a touchdown, well, that means they become more aggressive. You're actually emboldening them to get the ball into the end zone, right?
Yes.
You're allowing them, like, they need to speed it up. They're giving them more of a sense of urgency, which is what they kind of need anyway to win the game. So that's why it's called the field goal of death. You're right.
One more quick call before we hit a timeout. We've only got like a minute here, John. John in Baltimore, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. We're super psyched down here. Can't wait for the game. Sal, it's a pleasure. You guys, pleasure to talk to you guys. I wanted to invite you to the restaurant and have some crab cakes. it's a Hilltop in Edgewood, brother. I listen to you guys every day. Thank God for the internet. But this is our time. And I believe that all we've been through and everything, this is our time. We need to celebrate. I believe we're going to really beat them bad. It's a pleasure to listen to you guys every day. And I just believe that this is our time. And, you know, I just hang up with you guys, man. But you have the best job, brother.
thanks for the call, John.
We have great jobs. Yeah. That's cool. You good with crab cakes? I'm good with crab cakes.
Love crab cakes. Try to work them in Sunday somehow, because if you're doing anything Baltimore themed, you got to start with that.
Yeah, I just wrote down the restaurant he named, so maybe I'll stop by there. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back, wrap things up in the Extra Point Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.